is one of the weirdest human inventions. It's not a liquid. It's not a solid. It's not a food. What is it? It isn't really anything. You know, I mean, it's like a stationary bike for your jaw. But I remember when you were in school and teachers would get all riled up if they caught you with gum. When you were a kid, you think, what's a big deal? But as an adult, I can understand it. Because when you're chewing gum, you don't look like you're too thrilled with anything anybody has to say. Oh, World War II, that was an important historical event? Yeah, I'm sure. They landed a man on the moon in 1969?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I buy that teaching.
I think she's happy.
Who?
Cashier.
Ruthie Cohen?
You know her name?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever spoken to her.
Maybe that's why she's happy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What is this?
Well, it's the latest offering from the Alex Theater.
That stinky old movie house?
Well, you should smell it now. We fixed up the place.
With Spartacus?
Well, it's a rare archival print. 12 extra minutes, full widescreen cinema scope. If you come to the 1 o'clock show, you can hear Jeffrey Harwood.
Jeffrey who?
Harwood. He's the assistant wardrobe man on Spartacus. Some fascinating insights into the production.
Why would I spend $7 to see a movie that I could watch on TV?
Well, why go to a fine restaurant when you can just stick something in the microwave? Why go to the park and fly a kite when you can just pop a pill?
Listen, you guys haven't seen Lloyd Braun, have you? I'm supposed to meet him here.
Lloyd Braun? What do you have to meet him for?
Well, he's using his connections in the mayor's office to get the theater landmark status.
I thought he screwed up the Dinkins campaign.
Well, he did. Well, after that, he had a nervous breakdown. Had to spend a few months in an institution.
Really?
Yeah, but he's doing a lot better now. I've taken him under my wing.
Oh, then I'm not worried.
But he still needs all of our support. You know, when he gets here, treat him like he's one of the gang, huh?
Breakdown.
Hey, Kramer.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Hi, Jerry.
Lloyd.
George.
Hello, Lloyd. How you doing?
Yeah, well, he's doing fine, George.
Gum?
That's an interesting package.
Yeah, it's from China. Go ahead, try a piece. Tell me that's not the most delicious gum you've ever tasted.
Yes, yes. We shall all try a piece and tell you how delicious it is.
George?
I don't chew gum.
Where'd you get it? A friend of mine in Chinatown gave it to me.
Oh.
If you want, I can ask him where he got it.
No, don't bother.
No, it's no problem.
I don't want it.
Jerry, Lloyd says it's no problem. He's capable of locating the gum.
All right.
Mm. Delicious. It is delicious.
You know what? I think this Ruthie Cohen gave me the wrong change. Didn't I pay with a 20?
I'm sure I paid with a 20.
Hey.
I think I finally figured out what the flavor is in this gum. It's a little lo mein-y.
What kind is that?
It's Chinese gum. Lloyd Braun gave it.
Lloyd Braun? How's he doing?
After Dinkins lost the election, he had a complete nervous breakdown. They had to lock him up.
Well, that's around the same time I broke up with Lloyd. You don't think that I had anything to do with this breakdown, do you?
You know, I remember when we parted company, I was babbling incoherently for months.
Yeah, well, I got news for you.
The whole time that I was growing up, all I ever heard from my mother was, why can't you be more like that Lloyd Braun?
And in the end, Lloyd Braun became more like you.
All right, gotta get going.
Aren't you coming with us to Spartacus?
No, I gotta deliver some Christmas presents to my parents.
I thought your parents were out of town.
Why do you think I'm going now?
Georgie!
Hey, Mr. Lazari.
Back in the old neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, yeah, just delivering some presents to my folks.
Oh, snazzy car. The Baron?
Yeah, 83. Used to belong to John Voight.
The actor.
Right? Something like that.
Mind if I look into the hood?
Oh, no, go ahead, Pop. You always knew your cars.
Yeah. Oh, Dina, look who's here.
George Costanza. Is that you?
Hey, Dina, come on, give us a hug. Oh, my gosh, you look as pretty as you did back in high school.
Boy, those were some crazy times.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, did you hear about Lloyd Braun?
The Alex
was built in 1922 during the golden age of movie palaces. Minor restorations in 1941, 47, 52, 58, 63, and currently to our present period of time.
Well, you're really getting into this, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I am. The icing on the cake would be getting that landmark status from the city. We're hoping Lloyd Braun can pull a few strings.
Oh, can Lloyd really do that?
Lloyd Braun can do anything he puts his mind to. He's fine, Jerry. And you should say hello to him, Lloyd.
What? Lloyd is here?
Yeah, right.
No, I'd rather...
Hi, Lloyd. Hey.
Lloyd, yes. Hello.
Can we tell you? We reserve some special seats so we can all sit together.
Actually, Lloyd, Jerry and I have to sit in the front row because he forgot his glasses. So, thanks for getting us them. We'll see afterwards.
That was odd. Am I crazy or does Jerry not wear glasses?
You're not crazy. Jerry does wear glasses. He just forgot them, that's all. Not crazy.
We're all the way in the front row. Why couldn't we sit in the special seats?
I'm sorry, but I didn't want Lloyd thinking I was leading him on again. Seeing him made me feel very uncomfortable.
No, you don't want to be uncomfortable.
Oh, Lloyd.
I know. Completely bonkers.
Sorry, I can't be so flip about this kind of thing. You know, after what happened to Pop...
Pop? What happened to Pop?
I thought you heard. He had a nervous breakdown last year. That's why I'm taking care of him.
Oh, I'll tell you, they don't build him like this anymore.
He doesn't have the auto shop anymore.
Mm. It was too much for him.
I gotta go.
What?
Yeah, I just remembered I gotta be someplace. All right, that's enough, Pop. Pop, put down the wrench, Pop.
It's a great movie, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry you forgot those glasses.
I don't know what I was thinking.
How'd you like that gum?
Yeah, he loved it.
Well, Kramer, you know what? There isn't a light there in the lady.
Yeah, it's being repaired.
All right.
I sat too close to the screen. I just gotta stretch out in a hot bath. It's nice to see you again, Mike. Is there some reason this man has to always be using a hose? I mean, he's flooding the sidewalk. It's a waste of water. Couldn't he just use a broom?
Lady, you sold me. Hey, you with the hose.
Here, put these glasses on.
Well, what's this for?
Yeah, well, Lloyd, he's going to be here any minute now.
So what?
Well, he thinks you wear those. They're from the lost and found at the Alex.
Oh, come on, Kramer. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to put these on.
Oh, okay. So he'll just think that the two of you didn't sit with him on purpose.
Ooh, yeah.
That's very nice.
I was in here this morning, and I believe I paid you with a $20 bill, but you only came to change for a 10.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. And I can prove it. You see, I was doodling on the bill, and so if you have a 20 in there with big lips on it... Oh, that's mine. Would you mind opening up the register?
Not unless you buy something.
Fine, I'll buy a pack of gum.
Hey, George. Thought you didn't chew gum.
I don't.
Take a look.
I know, I gave it to you.
George, would you mind? I'm kind of in a hurry.
Me. Think I'm going to forget about this? I haven't forgotten about this. I don't forget that easily.
Hey, Jerry, look who's here.
Ah, Lloyd.
That's more of that gum.
Oh, the gum.
Yeah, let's all enjoy a chew, huh? Now, see, this is what the holidays are all about. Three buddies sitting around chewing gum, huh? So, you know, Lloyd, he thinks he can get more of this.
Well, Lloyd's a very industrious fellow. Not sure he can accomplish anything he sets his mind to.
Actually, the importer's right in Chinatown. I'll introduce you to him. You can get it whenever you want.
It's not necessary.
Hey, Jerry, you know, Lloyd wants to do you a favor.
I know that, Kramer.
Well, if you don't want to.
No, sure, sure, he wants to, and it's very kind of you. Yeah, Jerry, he appreciates it. Don't you, Jerry?
Yes, I do, Kramer.
So,
yeah.
How about that Elaine today,
huh? Baby, huh? What is that all about, huh?
She was practically undressing in front of me at the theater.
Same thing.
Yeah, you really missed a show, buddy. Woo, ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom.
Probably wondering why I wanted to see you again.
Well, you know. It's understandable.
I'm glad you feel that way. Because since my father's breakdown, I become very sensitive to the warning signs.
Warning signs?
Nervousness, irritability, paranoia.
What? What are you talking about? I'm not the one with the problem. Lloyd Braun was in the nut house, not me.
Again, taking pleasure in the misfortunes of others.
All my friends do that.
George, I'm only trying to help. I'm concerned. George. George, are you listening to me?
You see that woman on the horse? She stole $20 from me. Yeah, I might have gotten it back, but Lloyd Braun interfered.
So again, it all comes back to Lloyd.
Hey! Hey, you! Get back here! Don't come! Hey, you!
So you say she was on a horse?
I'm telling you, that cashier is riding horses on my money.
Well, here's what I propose. Go down to the stables, snoop around, see if any high-flying cashier has been throwing $20 bills around with big lips.
Hey.
Well, if it isn't Chesty LaRue. I was chewing gum with Lloyd Braun, and he was bragging about the peep show you gave him at the Alex.
I lost a button, so my blouse was wide open. I must have left it at the theater.
Maybe it's in the lost and found.
Yeah, I know. I have to go check it out. It's a beautiful button, too. You know, it's antique ivory. It was my mother's.
You know, the way you were wolfing down that popcorn, maybe you ate it.
Mr. Harwood, well, what an unexpected surprise to have you back at the Alex Theater.
Well, I'm in a bit of a quandary. I've misplaced my spectacles.
Well, let's look in lost and found, shall we?
They're half glasses.
Brown?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if they're not in the box, I'm sure they'll turn up soon. Listen, could you keep an eye on the place? I want to go out and get some paraffin wax and bring out the luster of this vintage countertop, huh?
Yes, sir. Oh. Oh, my goodness. What a spanking button.
All right. Hang on, it's warming up.
Hey, what is your problem? It's you. Listen, lady, I got 6 minutes left on that meter, and I'm not budging until you admit you stole my $20. You're not so tough when you're not on your horse, are you, Ruthie?
Your car's on fire.
Your hose! Where's your hose?
The cop made me disconnect it.
What happened to your car, buddy?
John Voight's car is no more.
Well, don't you sweat it. You can use my car anytime you want to.
No kidding?
No kidding.
Hey, thanks. Oh, you're a big one.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Whatever.
All right, I'm here. Where's Braun?
What, he's not here yet?
Look, I'll go downtown to Chinatown with him, but that is it.
Listen, I'm gonna need those glasses.
Why?
They're Jeffrey Horowitz. Here, try this pair.
Hey, Gumby. Nice frames. You ready to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's all ready to go.
Anybody see Elaine today?
Oh, yeah. She called a little earlier. She's coming over to check out Lost and Found.
Maybe I'll stick around and see what she's wearing today. Or not wearing, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Let's just stick around.
I'll tell you what. They're expecting us, though. Let me just grab a hot dog here.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like a hot dog, please.
Are you out of your mind? Well, what's the problem here?
This hot dog's been here since the silent era. You'd have to be insane to eat it.
No. This man is not insane. Now, there's nothing wrong with it or you.
Kramer, maybe...
No. I'll show you.
One hot dog, please.
Okay. Doesn't that smell good, huh? Here we go.
Oh, that's delicious. This is a perfectly sane food to eat. Interesting texture.
Excuse me, weren't you told to stop using that hose?
How would you happen to know that?
Well,
You're that lady that was talking to the cops.
Hey, Joe!
Oh, hey, everybody.
Whoa, Elaine.
Once again, you've managed to top yourself. Come on, Jerry, let's go. Car's out front.
Lloyd?
What is Lloyd's problem?
Look, honey, I know you're trying to get Lloyd to notice you, but this is too much. Parading around in a wet T-shirt.
I got sprayed with the hose.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but the Alex is a family theater, not one of your swing joints.
So you want my father to pay for this?
Well, you saw him. He was fiddling with the engine. God knows what he did there.
And I suppose Lloyd Braun had something to do with it, too.
No, not Lloyd Braun, but the cashier.
What cashier?
You remember the woman on the horse? She wanted my spot.
To park her horse.
No, she wasn't on the horse.
So your car caught fire because of my father and the woman on the horse.
That's right. And him.
The man with the flower.
Yeah, the flower guy. Listen, I know this all sounds a little crazy, but... I can't believe it. It's Jerry Seinfeld.
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld, my best friend. He can explain all this. Jerry! Jerry! Oh, yeah, Jerry!
That was your best friend?
Yeah, but he doesn't wear glasses.
That man was wearing glasses.
I know, don't you see? He was doing it to fool Lloyd Braun!
I'll run in and get the gun.
All right.
Got any money?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
But, Dina, I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. This is just a series of bad coincidences.
I don't know, George. I don't know what to believe.
Believe me, I am not crazy.
Well, I guess it's possible.
you go. Yeah. $100 worth.
I gave you $100?
You sure did. Am I crazy or is that a lot of gum?
It's a lot of gum!
Mr. Harwood, found your glasses.
Oh, splendid. Welcome to the Institute for the Preservation of Motion Picture Costumes and Wardrobe.
The IPM, PCW.
We prefer to call it the Institute.
Is that from Henry VIII?
Yes, yes, it is.
Well, you know, we're screening that tonight at the Alex. Do you think that I could wear that to promote the theater?
Well, I'd love to lend it to you, but I doubt if it would fit a man of your impressive Raymond Massey-like physique. The only person who could really fit into this costume would have to be a short, stocky man of somewhat generous proportion.
You don't say.
Well, you're really helping me out with this, buddy. Kids are going to be so thrilled.
You really cashed in on that favor pretty quick.
Remember, you're a king. You must project a royal berry.
Oh, I'm going to give you a royal berry. Wait a minute. Let me get a pack of gum.
All right.
Can I get a pack of gum, please?
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty, but we don't accept bills with lipstick on the president.
So I had it all along. How do you like that? I guess I owe that cashier an apology.
Oh, my God.
Martina, it's not what you think. This isn't mine. I got it from the Institute. The Institute!
Mr. Harwood. Well, you certainly know how to dress for a premiere.
Thank you. Where is your friend, King Henry?
Oh, he ran away.
Hey, Kramer. Talk to you.
You know, that button looks very familiar.
Yes, it's antique ivory.
I think that's my button. You know, I've been looking all over for it. Did you find it here?
Yes, it was in the lost and found.
Shall I undo it?
Oh, yes, of course you can.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a little tickled.
Oh, tickle.
You've really got to get that Elaine a boyfriend. Oh,